How are you? How can I help you today?
Well, I'm great, thank you. The reason for us meeting today is I have a quick question. To my understanding, you guys offer investments here at Wachovia, and I'm just curious to know what the difference would be between your internet or discount brokerage group or versus dealing with someone like yourself here in a branch.
Well, that's a big question, and the differences are as about as big as you can get. In fact, I would say there really are no similarities between the two, except for the fact that we can both execute an investment for you. What specifically are you looking at in terms of the differences? Because really, it's a completely different experience.
I'm not really sure how you guys work and how you guys could help someone like me, get into the market.
Well, the difference is the way that we help you is that we do really a complete financial plan. So I guess my first question would be, are you just looking to place a trade? Do you know what it is that you already buy? Are you not at all the least bit interested in putting a plan together and investing strategically? Or is that something that you do have an interest in?
Well, no, I don't really know in particular what I want to buy.
I'll tell you who I recommend somebody use discount for is if somebody comes to me and let's just say, for example, they've inherited a bunch of stock and they need the money. They're not going to reinvest the money in any way. So they've got 1,000 shares of IBM and they want to close it out. And actually, if somebody came to me with that, I would say, you know what, respectfully, you don't want to be doing business with me. If you're just looking to liquidate it, you've got bills to pay and you got things to do, go to discount brokerage because they can do that trade for you and they can do it a whole lot cheaper than what we do. And what I do is I work with investors to really take a look at what it is that you're trying to accomplish financially and lay out a plan to help you get there. And I've got a three-step process that I put people through. And once we've gone through that process, we begin to map out and lay out a plan. The advantage to you is once you've got the plan in place, if something happens to get blown off course again, then we've got a way to get back on track again. So, I guess my first question that I would ask you say you've got this pile of money, you're saying you think this is a good time, and it may be, it may not. I would say that depends more on your goals and objectives before I would make a recommendation on that. First question that I would ask you is, what do you want your money to do for you? Specifically at the end of the day.
I have about $115,000 saved, and I need this money to help supplement my retirement. Obviously, the market is going to be the best way to do it because CD rates are pretty awful. Ideally, it just makes sense.
But I really want to understand more, a little bit more about what your goals are, if that's okay. Because really, all of the stuff that I do is based on the outcomes that you're looking to achieve with your money. So could we spend just a couple of minutes talking about that?
Yeah, sure.
So you've got this pile of money, you're wanting to retire, and you want to have that to supplement. So give me an idea of what retirement looks like for you. Because I talk to a lot of different people and, obviously that's a big goal for many people, but retirement means something different to just about everybody. So what's retirement mean to you?
I would like to be able to enjoy the things that I enjoy doing, provide enough income to support that, and both me and my husband. The kids will be gone. Maybe one day help supplement my retirement, provide me some income.
Okay, so if you had a realistic magic wand and you could achieve that retirement that you just described today, when would that happen and what would you be doing?
It would probably happen in the next 25 years, and I would probably be traveling, seeing friends all across the country, spending some time at the beach, spending time with the grandkids.
I'll tell you the reason that I asked that question is the, you know, it's clear that these are questions that you haven't really begun thinking about yet, which is fine. And that also sometimes happens with the prospects that we're talking to. I mean, there are some times when we're talking to them that they, you know, we're asking them questions that they have not really
thought about
yet or before. But a neat thing kind of begins to happen when we do that is now all of a sudden we're taking them into uncharted waters. And you see how very quickly in our conversation we went from talking about how much is it going to cost to liquidate? I want to buy an index fund and I want to buy it cheaply. I'm not yet all the way to where I want to be, because so far I'm having a difficult time getting you in touch with what retirement really means to you. I'm not getting any real emotional connection to those things to you. So, you know, in a real life situation, I'm wondering, do I really have something that she is super interested in, or is there something else that's probably a little bit more important to her?
The answer to that question would be, you know, I want to be able to live a dignified retirement. I don't want to have to worry about bothering my kids or begging my kids for money to survive through retirement.
And where are you on a realistic scale of 10? You've got something, and I can hear in your voice, that's something that is a very powerful and meaningful goal for you. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm 100% perfectly on track, I know that I'm going to be there. 1 being haven't even begun planning yet, and I'm nowhere near where I need to be for that. And 5's kind of middle of the road. Where would you rank yourself in terms of that goal today?
Probably 4.
Okay.
I think that right now, my husband and I, we're very young, but we're laying down the framework so that by our mid-30s, we'll be in fantastic shape. I just envision retirement being me and my husband, we're traveling, we don't have a care in the world about, you know, catching up with this bill or doing that. It's just us.
Okay. Well, I like that a lot. And that's a very powerful thing that you're obviously very connected. And it brings up 2 questions. Can I ask you 2 questions about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 1, it sounds like not only is it an important goal, but it's like also a source of pride, and that you'll be sending a message, and then if you guys have kids, you'll be teaching this message to
the
kids.
Oh yeah, we talk about that all the time.
Okay, well, so tell me about that. I'm very curious about that. What if you're there right now? So just imagine that we're at some point in the future, 20, 25 years out into the future, and you're there. You can say I'm 10 on a scale of 10. We have achieved this dream. We're the first one in our family. And from now on, we've learned the lessons that we're going to be able to teach all of our children and grandchildren, that this is the way you do that. What is that going to mean to you guys?
Well, you know what? It's going to be centered around teaching you the value of a dollar. We're really big on making sure that we reemphasize the importance of, you know, paying yourself, you know, putting money aside for retirement, and helping my kids understand the importance of investing.
Right.
What's a good investment, what's a bad investment, you know, in terms of, you know, now you're day trading, or now this is how you invest for the long term.
Wow, that is amazingly powerful. Okay, now I've got another question for you. Mm-hmm. You said that on a scale of 10 today, you feel like you're at about a 4.
A 4, yeah.
What steps would we have to take together to move you toward a 10? You know, maybe at first we're just getting up to a 7 or 8 or 9, but we're moving you toward a 10. What would we have to do?
Financially, we're going to have to unload on all of our properties and, I guess, reap our profits from that.
I tell you what, I'm very excited that you came into the office today, and I think I'm really going to enjoy working with you a lot, because what I hear from you is you've got a plan, you've got some things that you need to do to get that plan back on course. But the other thing that I hear is that you're not just an investor, but you're really on a life mission. And the clients that I work with who really enjoy working with me, one of the things that they say that they like working with me so much is that it's not just about the money. It's not just about going out and buying certain investments. It's about the fact that they feel like I'm on a mission. And a lot of the same passions that you just highlighted, those are what I see as being my biggest role in the world of investments. I'm not just a financial advisor, but I'm really a money coach. And it's one of my goals is to get people where you already are. So that part is very exciting. But the second thing is, once I've got you there, now sitting down, creating a plan to be able to execute everything that you want to do, and being somebody who's not only a great sounding board, an advisor, but also a different perspective and an accountability coach to help make sure that you're on track again. So what I'd like to suggest is we sit down and really clearly map out where you want to go, and I'll lay out exactly what I can do in the process to help you get there. How does that sound?
Oh, it sounds great.
So, bingo. I mean, probably I wouldn't actually go for the close that quickly.